What's up? This is the man who almost figured out his plan, DJ Tattoos.
And what's good? This is E, a.k.a. E Money, a.k.a. Big Pimp. And welcome. The list goes on.
Welcome to the What's Really Good show with the real, the raw, and uncut. All right, so this is the first podcast of, the What's Really Good show. We're just going to get really into it. This is going to be a podcast of, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, music. You can't have a DJ with no music on here. So what we're going to really get into is going to be a short one today. It's going to be, kind of introducing the both of us, what we've been doing with, entrepreneur side, what we're planning on doing in the future. Maybe we even touch down some music. So E, what have you been doing about with some of your entrepreneurs? What you looking to get into in the next few years?
So what I got going right now is I opened up my business 2 months ago. It's a social media marketing agency. We help other businesses expand through social media, using advertisements, etc. We really plan on just soon on closing just big clients. We've had two small clients. Unfortunately, we terminated the contracts due to our refocus in the business. But other than that, yeah, just that, finding mentors, just trying to push myself to greater lengths in life, and just, trying to get after it. How about you, man? How's the DJ stuff going for you?
Man,
what's the next big plan for you?
DJing stuff is cool, man. I mean, I just started this within like a year and a half ago. Really kind of took off with it, was going from DJing just from my laptop, turning down the volume, switching songs on YouTube, to actually going out and producing, buying my own controller and everything. I do want to get up to the whole vinyl thing, but I definitely have learned a lot from this. The whole promo kind of thing, promotion myself, people, other artists and stuff like that, meeting a lot of stuff. My networking skills have skyrocketed. And that's a huge part when you're trying to own your own business, I think, is really learning how to network towards other people. And, with that social media platform, I think that's like a huge thing too. I've known you for a while. You seem like your social media skills is like skyrocketed too as well. I definitely am looking into opening up my own shops. I I'm a really big fan of like fashion, clothing, all that kind of stuff. And on the side, I like to do a little health and nutrition stuff, I meal prep for some people and stuff like that, so on and so forth. So
kind of step would be just starting on Instagram too, man. Promote clothing, fashion, you could say stylist / nutrition person, and then put advertisements for yourself. Keep pushing it. Bro, eventually you'd have a list of people hitting you up on your DMs.
Right, exactly. are you planning on just sticking with the whole social media platform of the whole marketing thing? Are you looking to expand out on yourselves kind of thing, or what are you looking to do in the next,
So that's the plan. The plan is to stick with this for a solid 3 to 4 years, make this our solid breadwinner, because this is just the potential in this, and the money in this business is infinite. Like, just Minnesota is such an open market right now that like most people right now that are into this business are like West Coast, East Coast, not really Midwest, or like even Chicago right now is such an open market that like we need to start taking trips there eventually. As soon as we kind of get a little bit more established here, take little trips to Chicago and find other business partners, because most of our work is just online. And then just to fly to Chicago, 45-minute flight, just go take pictures for their ads or whatever we got to do. Go do a meeting or whatever. That's nothing,
Right.
Exactly. So yeah, we'll try to make this a solid 3 to 4 year plan, and then just expand. I'm most definitely expanding into real estate. I'm hopefully next year planning on buying a crib and all that. So that'd be my first property to eventually rent out later on in my life and stuff.
Okay. So I don't want to get too in depth with it, but like, so say with, people looking to get into the whole social media, marketing kind of thing, what would you say your top three points or kind of, advice you'd give like those young cats out there trying to do the same thing?
Try to do the same thing. It's just, Top three, since I've only been in it for three months, I'd say. I'd say just from as far as my knowledge so far, I'd say build a team. I have two other business partners that I built this business with. We work individually, but we also work together. Like whenever we like for knowledge, most of this thing is just self-knowledge and figuring it out on your own and like going out, finding people on like that. So yeah, build a team. Second, find mentors. We use Instagram to find other people to like help us, and like we do Skype video shows with them, learn from them, build a bigger blueprint for ourselves so then we can attack bigger clients, etc. And the three is be open-minded. It's a big thing in this business, just because there's a lot you'd have to work with. So much just businesses. A lot of the times you might not click with it, but it's a perfect opportunity for your business. So you might not click with the owner, I should say, or whatever.
Cool. I mean, yeah, kind of picking it back and off of that, like, you know, me, I'm still in the beginning stages of looking to, you know, opening up my own places and stuff like that. But I guess to our listeners who are new, I would definitely just kind of don't be afraid to eat shit.
Most definitely.
Like, definitely be willing to eat shit and allow yourself to fail, because those are learning experiences in life. And trust me, like, in the last year and a half, I've went from DJing big shows to, you know, kind of finding myself again and kind of taking a step back and DJing and really looking at what I want to do with this. So, yeah, like, my big thing is eat shit. Like, I'm telling you to eat shit. Tell some friends that you can't go out, fuck them, that you got to eat shit and you got to really figure out your shit. Like,
yeah, but, man, definitely figure out yourself.
I mean, you know, of course, like I said in the beginning, I am a DJ. So we're going to get in a little kind of topic pushing here on music, man. I mean, Eric, what are you looking at as well as what have you been bumping this week? Like, what is something that you really looking to,
ooh, you know, kind of promote? Some things I've been bumping to. Let's see. Let me check. Definitely that J-Rock album. That J-Rock album is slapping. I'd say that Broke Plus and Minus, the Tap Out with Jeremiah, man. Hey, you would have never thought that J-Rock would snap with Jeremiah, but bro, Jeremiah makes anything happen too. So shout out to them, because they made a fucking classic with that song.
Right. That I've been bumping that a little bit. Like, I've been that Wind song, you know, if you ever, while you working out, telling you, put that Wind song on. I know it's no platform type of thing, but I'm telling you. I mean, myself,
get you going, I feel you.
Right. I've been bumping that Ski, you know, them Florida cats out there. The Florida cats, you know, they're putting on right now. They, you know, maybe in a few years they might take over the Atlanta position, but Ski Master Slump God, you know, that the Beware the Bookie Elo. Fire.
Ooh,
fire.
Nice. What song would you recommend? I don't think I've peeped that yet.
I'm gonna have to say, do I have the sauce or that Bukkake one? I mean, I know the name's a little crazy, but you know, you have to kind of you don't have to just peep it just to pay attention. And I mean, you know, also, you know, you got to give it out to that man XXX. You know, he's been putting on. He was putting on, man. Yep. Rest in peace to the late XXX. So if you haven't got a chance, that man's been blowing up since his late death. He's like, I don't know. Have you seen? I think it went up like 321% on like half of his album. Like he surpassed Sad, the song Sad. And surpassed Biggie Smalls, more money, more problems.
Oh, like, word,
by like 300%. Like, that's how crazy this man has touched the world. And so rest in peace to that man there.
Respects too.
But yeah, I mean, definitely want to, you know, just introduce ourselves, kind of show you what we will be talking about during this show. Special guests on here, we're gonna have, you know, different artists promoting their music, so please, you know, in tune with all that stuff.
Stay tuned.
You know, I don't know if E has anything he wants to kind of end off with this stuff. Other than that, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we'll just wrap it up like that since it's the intro. So thanks for listening, guys, and hope you guys stay tuned.
All right.